Now, but the six named plaintiffs are not only the two organizations, and myself, but also the three former IRS agents. Joe Bannister, is Joe here? Is Joe here? And John Turner? I know Sherry Jackson from Atlanta was not able to join us, but John Turner and Joe... this is Clifton Beale is coming up as well. These are all former IRS agents who have investigated and determined what the truth is. And I don't want to speak for them, but I think they've come to agree that the government is violating the taxing clauses of the Constitution, just doesn't have the authority to do what it's doing. And there's a growing number of these former agents, not only Sherry Jackson, but then there's Paul Chappell. Paul Chappell's an attorney and legally blind at his age. He's in his 70s, but he's been practicing law now his entire life, his professional life, and just tax law. And he had a 7-year stint in the chief counsel's office at the IRS headquarters building here in Washington. And he stands with these courageous former IRS agents and Sherry. Joe, do you want to quick say hello? And just got a couple minutes, that's all. Sorry. We're waiting for some.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing today? I guess I'll just tell you a little anecdote. I learned a few months back that Clifton, who you might get a chance to hear a couple words from, had learned certain truths about the IRS and the way that they administer the income tax. It led me to believe that he might share the perspective that I've acquired. And so I sent an email to Clifton, and I said, not expecting an answer, or at least the answer I wanted, I said, Clifton, you know, any time that you'd like to join the four existing agents who are very vocal about these issues, feel free to contact me. We've got a target ready to you can paste on your back. And to Clifton's great credit, he said, where do I sign up? It's difficult to stand up for something that you believe in, but what's been very gratifying is, first off, the We the People Foundation. I was not equipped to do what Bob Scholes and all of the great volunteers all across the country have done over the last 5 years. It was 5 years ago in July when we started this. But the other gratifying thing is to have... to have some very wonderful people who used to do the same job I did, just in different divisions of the IRS, who come forward and say, yeah, Joe, I'll stand with you.
For those of you and in the C-SPAN audience that don't know this, of course, Joe Bannister, who we just heard from, was a special agent in the Criminal Investigation Division of the Internal Revenue Service. He had a CPA, practiced with, I think it was Pete Marwick, for some 5 or 6 years, and was trained and served the IRS with distinction until he submitted a report in February of 1999. Simply asking his superiors to answer some questions, troubling questions, questions that were troubling Joe. And instead of answering his questions, they showed him the door. And this is John Turner. John, you want to say hello?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. No. Thank you very much. I want you, the audience sitting here in the National Press Club, and also the viewers on the C-SPAN, in the C-SPAN audience, to know I'm extremely encouraged by your presence here and by those people watching on TV who may, in a positive way, take the information that's been presented today and do some investigation and soul-searching and research on their own. We don't expect anybody, I certainly don't, to take my word for it or anybody else that you've heard from, but you need to research things for yourself. So I'm very encouraged by your presence here. I appreciate that. I hope that we can. The secret to this, my hopes largely rest on my faith in the American people to do what's right. To do that, they need accurate information. They can't do what's right when they're deceived. And that's what motivates me to speak. I was nearly choked up in the same way when my friend Joe a minute ago got choked up there for just a minute. It sent a shiver down my spine, knowing what was going through his mind at that time to an extent. Joe's a hero of mine. Let me just briefly say this. I left the IRS for similar reasons as Joe approximately 2 years prior to his departure from the IRS. And I was not on the internet. I didn't write a report. I didn't confront my supervisor. I simply resigned because I knew I could no longer do the job once I had learned the truth. And I did speak. I did speak out on a small basis whenever the opportunity presented itself. Just about 2 years after my resignation, the news on the internet of Joseph Bannister's resignation and all the circumstances therein reached me, and I was just amazed. Not so much amazed that he resigned, or for the reasons that he resigned. After all, they were similar to mine. I was amazed at the approach that he had taken, that he had thought it out very methodically, that he had reduced his research in such a way, confronted directly his supervisor and his supervisor's supervisor, and he expected an answer from them and instead was turned away and in effect handed his opportunity to resign. So because of Joe and the very public way that he wanted to communicate his findings, I was moved to allow Joe not to be standing alone in that process. Joe and what he's done is remarkable, to say the least. I really don't have to say that, except that it's just appropriate right now to tell you that he's a good friend of mine. He's a man of integrity. I respect him immensely, and I will always appreciate his courageousness. I'm looking forward to, I've just now met Clifton Beale. I'm looking forward to speaking with him. Clifton?
I, too, am now meeting Clifton Beale for the first time, and had I not been so overwhelmed with everything we've been doing, this matter just frankly fell through the cracks. I believe Clifton should be a named plaintiff in this action as well, but we'll remedy that in 2 or 3 weeks. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, everyone. I've been publicly speaking since 81, and I have a habit of being as brief as possible. Yeah. I'm also chairman of the deacon board of my church, and if any of you know what that is, that's right next to the pastor, so you wield a little power. I used to wield a little power as a revenue agent and an appeals officer. I spent almost 19 years in the IRS. And I have a great big target on my back, too. Unlike Joe, they didn't take me to a military base to do a court. They did it publicly, and they lost. And the issue was whether I was an abusive trust promoter, so I wrote a book on it and asked them to impeach it. I also introduced a Dakota individual master file. I say, oh, you're nasty and dirty. I also introduced that I'm also part of a class action that was filed October 2003. So under certain United States codes, I'm not supposed to be approached. And when my wife sees this, she's going to pass out. But I can't love the Lord on Sunday and lie on Monday. And the last thing I'm going to tell you is that I was trained to be very abusive and to tell the truth. And I hold the government responsible for telling the truth. Everyone.
Okay, this is our petition for redress of grievances. It's all contained in these crates. This is what's been served at the court. And this is this, along with the complaint, is what will be served at the IRS and the Department of Justice. So let's, one more question, yes? Oh, yes. If there are any more of the affidavits, just leave them up here on this table, please. And make sure your address is on it at the underneath where you sign your name. All right, and if I'll tell you what, I really need to get downstairs. So, anytime today, just hand me those affidavits, and we'll take care of them. Thank you very much, all of you, thank you so much for your support.